Okay, this is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, especially for any sister overseas that's going through intense persecution, that these teachings just really help her prepare for whatever it is that you have coming her way, and that she just really has an ear to hear and prepare. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I want to just share some things that I have seen the Holy Spirit do with me that have helped me prepare for times of intense persecution. What I've noticed is that prior to it actually happening, that the Holy Spirit warns me a lot of times, and it's prophetic. It's not always extremely clear what's going to happen with a lot of detail, but he does let me know that something's going to be coming my way and that I need to get ready for it and be very guarded. You see this with Paul. He says that when he goes down to Jerusalem, he knows into the book of Acts that bonds and affliction are awaiting him, and then it gets confirmed also too by a prophet who meets him before he goes down there. So when the Holy Spirit lets me know prior to this happening, oftentimes there's going to be a work that needs to be performed before the before I encounter the trial, okay? And then this is from the book of Timothy, where he says, no temptation is overtaking you, but with each temptation will provide a way of escape, okay? So he's letting me know that something's coming. And then what he'll do is talk to me about how to handle it and how to escape it, basically how to deal with it, okay? And for each person, this is different. But what I have been... what I have seen is that it's a very important time before the persecution comes to listen and obey. Thankfully, I have always listened and obeyed, but I can't imagine if I had not. Because whatever it is that he's talking to a person about prior to the season of this intense persecution, there's some sort of work that needs to take place, and it's really important, okay? Because the time approaches, and either you're ready or you're not. You know, you see this with Jesus in the garden, okay, where he's telling them to pray, you know, and then eventually the Jews come to take him, and the apostles, and later on they repent and they are ready, but at that point they weren't, and many fled, and everything just went. Did not go well with them, but he was ready, okay, setting an example for what we need to do. And what I've seen about these seasons where he's teaching me and preparing me, and each time it's different with what it is that he wants me to do, okay, but sometimes he's teaching me mentally how to focus on something other than the situation and have faith. Other times it's been resting in his grace, or just smaller trials where I'm going through affliction and then needing to know that he'll be there for me just repeatedly, okay? Kind of like little baby practices, okay? But the important thing to note is that it is important, and it is, from what I've seen, it's key to not turning aside and basically falling, in all honesty, during those times of intense persecution. This is the verse I referenced. I'm sorry, it's not in Timothy, it's in Corinthians. A moment ago, let me go ahead and read it. It's 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. And it says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. And that's, you know, applicable to, you know, all types of temptation. But in terms of persecution, it's, from what I've seen, been key. It's been the way of escape, because it's the fiery trial. Talks about this in Peter too. It's intense, and it depends. But certainly for any of my sisters who are living overseas in places where Christianity is illegal, I would assume it's also going to be very intense. When you're going through it, it's very difficult. But the Holy Spirit's faithful, because what I've seen is he's prepared me for these seasons, sometimes years, excuse me, prior to the actual trial beginning, the season of persecution. But when it comes, it comes. And I, oh my goodness, I sit there on a regular basis and go, excuse me, praise God that, you know, I had listened, because I look at it and I go, oh my gosh, there's no way I could handle this. However, what I do want to explain is that the Holy Spirit has taught me that it needs to be Him that does it. So basically, He'll command me to do something inwardly to escape, for my way of escape. And I go through little mini trials where, you know, I'm being afflicted, and then I'm kind of practicing, sort of, you know, before the big one comes. And I keep trying and keep trying, but it's me trying and I fail, you know. And then it gets this place. It's an inner working, you know, of the inner man that's very private and personal. But it's like you keep trying and keep trying and failing, and then he kind of gets into this place of resting in his grace and just believing and receiving from him. And this here is why it says, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's start here. Let's start at verse 10. It says, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. He's talking about, like, basically your works. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work. This is so important. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, what sort of work it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And that certainly applies to fiery times of persecution. Because it comes, and it's fire, and it's very difficult. It's like Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. You know, it comes, and it's like either it's a work of God or it's you. And if it's you, it burns. You can't stand. You end up falling. You know what I mean? And this is where you see people trying to withstand persecutional honesty, and they can't make it, and they end up, you know, denying the Lord or going and doing something else that they're not so supposed to do, not finishing the trial the way that they're supposed to, because it's not the Holy Spirit that did the work. It's got to be Him. And so you'll see this beforehand, where the Holy Spirit is talking to you about letting you just receive it from Him. And this is James chapter 1, verse 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. So it's just, when it comes from Him and it's a gift and you kind of receive it, it's perfect. It doesn't vary, it doesn't change, it's rock solid, it doesn't turn, and it's perfect. And you can trust it, and it will get you through those seasons. And what I do want to explain is that those seasons, that time comes, and it's really important. Speaking of the time of persecution, okay, that the Holy Spirit's trying to prepare you for, and I've seen this happen, unfortunately, where it's kind of like running is a good analogy for this, where it's like there's a time of a race, or a marathon is a better example, because it's really not a race. A marathon comes, you know, and you have, you know, different runners, and one is just like, okay, I'm going to kind of do it, kind of not do it. And but I'll be okay when the marathon comes, you know what I mean? And you have another runner that's terrified and absolutely certain that they're going to fail the run and not make it. So they practice every day, and they take it very serious, and they have a really humble approach to it. And then out of the two runners, you know, the one that was practicing every day finishes the marathon, which is very difficult and very long. And the other one doesn't and fails because they were overly confident within themselves, thinking that they could just show up and do it. And it's a good example because that's how the body works. You can't just wake up one day and, you know, run a marathon. You have to get physically prepared and in shape, and the body has got to be tempered and trained to be able to do something like that. It doesn't just automatically do it. It's just not possible. Your lungs will give out. Your muscles won't have any strength left. It's just that you have to train. And I believe the Lord makes the human body that way because it's a good representation for things of the spirit. Because I've seen it where people just kind of sit there and they think to themselves, well, when the time comes, I'm going to be okay. You know, I can just believe in His grace, and I can just, you know, and grace, if you really believe in it, goes that way because you'll fail. That's the way it usually works. If a person's trusting and really believing in their grace, what happens is they're going to go through a season and fail, and the Holy Spirit will get them to repent of that type of attitude. And that's usually how His grace works out for people who don't take the warnings seriously. But, you know, it's important to understand that the time comes, and whatever the inner working is that the Holy Spirit has been working on a person with is either there or it's not. And there is absolutely no faking it. I've just seen this firsthand where it's like you've got either absolute diamonds manufactured within you by the power of the Holy Spirit, where He has just been transforming you over that time of preparation. And there you go. Excuse me, the trial's there. And you're ready. I just really want to reiterate that because I've seen just believers approach these trials and, you know, just thinking that they're going to be okay. And you just, you know, like I already mentioned, you can't fake it. It's a real work of the Spirit. And you just, it's like that scripture in Corinthians. It's tried by fire. Either it's a work of God or it's not. And if it's a work of God, you're going to be okay. You know, and you'll see for yourself, you go through it and you're like, wow, I can't believe that I'm able to sustain this. And it's the Holy Spirit doing that, you know. But you have to just take those warnings seriously prior to the trial and really let Him work on you and really let it be of His grace. And I want to also warn too, because a lot of times the work that you want, the work that He's doing within you, because this is the book of Hebrews, it's a new covenant, He puts a desire for it in your heart. So you really want it, okay? And there's a temptation then to just do it yourself because the desire is real. Once again, it's a work of God. It's a new covenant. That desire has been placed inside your heart. You want it. You want that work. And so you could end up just trying to manufacture it yourself and make it happen yourself on your own works because you want it so bad, you know, every day. And you'll see the Holy Spirit saying, don't do that. Be patient and receive it from me. And that's because, once again, the time will come where the trial comes and the persecution comes, and it needs to be Him. So He, like, partners with you. He puts a desire in there. You have to fight and try. And then that puts your soul in a place of humility, of trusting His grace where He can give it to you. It's this perfect little, like, balancing act within your soul that takes place. And you just have to, you know, let it finish out. But I just want to make that really clear. The time comes and either you've got it or you don't, and you absolutely cannot fake it. You cannot fake it. You need to take that time prior to the trial and let Him finish that work so that you have it and you're ready and you can just overcome during that very difficult time. And just know that He's not exaggerating, because when that time comes, you'll be like, wow, this is very, very difficult. I had no idea it was going to be like this. I'll go ahead and leave it there. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to this and has a season of real persecution, difficult persecution coming her way, that she has a really humble heart to just walk in your Spirit and do the things the way that you want them, and to hear you really clearly And just to labor every day as being led of your Holy Spirit, so that work is done within her soul, just daily, understanding that it's a daily thing. And then, but then also heart of patience to really, and faith to really receive the change that you're trying to make within her, so that she's fully ready to overcome, not only for her victory and salvation and safekeeping, but then also too for any souls that she's trying to reach so that she can break through to them. I ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, in Jesus' name, amen.